When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on ESPN2. We're on the ESPN app.
Yeah, yeah.
One app, one tap, probably already on your phone. If not, you can download it. Hey, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, Max? Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I didn't want to. You're working hard.
By the way, I didn't want to even miss yesterday. Bosses wouldn't let me on TV or the radio yesterday because the eye surgery. I was ready to go.
So good.
I could have done it the same day. It was fine.
No, I didn't want to see your eye, dog.
Did
you have the patch?
Yeah, a little protective shield.
What's a protective shield?
Yeah, Key got the picture on his phone.
You sent Key a picture? You didn't send me a picture?
Not. What happened was Justin Craig texted me and asked me how it went. So I sent him a picture, and he was like, you got to send that to Key right now just because he wants Key to be disturbed.
Max?
Oh.
Yeah.
Max, please send Jay a picture.
Yeah, I will.
Please.
I'll send Jay.
We're a team. There you go.
We're all
one
team.
For all.
No,
I was
actually crying over no picture.
Huh.
So,
the three amigos.
So as we're coming into the show, Key, Jay, you want to repeat what you told me about the Steelers? Or was that off the record?
No, I've been saying it on the show. I don't think Tomlin's going to finish 500 or better this year. I think they're going to have their first losing season.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know that that'll be the case.
That's fine. Mark it down. I mean, it's cool. Let's go. I mean, we went through some of the games
right
2 days
as
ago.
As the show ended 2 days
and
ago.
And we barely got through seven wins.
No, actually, what happened was I wanted to hear Key tell me if they're not going to win last night, then show me in the schedule where you get 9 wins. And he did. And the way he got there was the last game of the season, they have a rematch at Pittsburgh. And what Key said at the time was they're going to win the game at home. And I thought, oh, okay. So, all right, so that's how you get to 9 wins. It's still possible.
Yeah.
With Trubisky as your quarterback?
I don't know that Trubisky will be the quarterback by the end of the season.
Right.
I mean, he's like right now, you know, I always like to use this. He's crossy. The Grand Canyon on a tight rope. Now, you got to follow me, Jay. The Grand Canyon on a very tight rope with a strong wind, that thing goes with no net underneath. That's
the
where he
wind
is.
From last night.
Key in the season, like, he may not make it past like game this. Four.
He's doing like this right now. So, you know. Hey,
so
Key, they were not going to win last night, though. I knew that anyway. I said it. Said it yesterday on NFL Live, said it on our show.
If Deontay Johnson holds on to the pass, he dropped it in his hands. I mean, you know, like if he holds on to the pass, they might win that game.
Nah, they weren't going to beat them. They were not going to beat the. Okay, so you know my game plan going in, mm-hmm. right, Max? Mm-hmm. What's my game plan with a backup quarterback with a strong defense?
You take care of the ball, you hand it to the running back. Every now and then on third down, you're going to have to complete a pass. Don't turn the ball over.
And what did they do?
Yeah, right.
That's the game plan for Jimmy Garoppolo, mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett, mm-hmm. Any of these quarterbacks. Hell, that's the game plan for Tom Brady this week with no receivers, with a strong defense against Green Bay Packers, with Leonard Fournette and no wideouts. You get a football to them, let them tote it. Every now and then, Tommy, do what you do on a sprinkle. But for the most part, let your defense handle things in Pittsburgh. They allow Mitch Trubisky to help that defense out, and they got out of there with a W in Cleveland. That's what it was.
It's not that complicated. Did rip a few. The difference was, look, I thought Trubisky, when he rolled left, rolled right, looked okay, throwing the ball, like hitting some receivers and a couple that they should have caught. But Brissett had a little extra mustard and could do it from the pocket a little extra.
Can I just tell you guys both something? Like, why not rip the damn Band-Aid off, man? Like, Mike Tomlin comes out saying that we need a jolt of energy. Their offense ranks dead last, pretty much in AFC in total offense. okay? Mitchell Trubisky in three games has two touchdowns in a league of dynamic QBs, Key, where we're seeing guys throw for 300, 400, 500 yards, right? Like, everything is around it. And I get that this team traditionally has been built on their defense and their running game. I understand that. But why not let Kenny Pickett get out there sooner rather than later and see if he can give you that jolt?
I think
because Mitchell Trubisky is just okay.
Could throw for 400 or 500 yards by the end of the season if you add it all up, maybe.
He's just okay.
You're not there yet, though. It's too early in the season to push the panic button.
You want to hear Tomlin?
You got a long season.
Okay. Want to hear what Tomlin had to say about it?
Absolutely.
Here is what Mike Tomlin had to say about how Mitch Trubisky played last night.
I thought he made some plays, man, but we all collectively came up short. And so, you know, that's how we measure performance, man. Winning is our business, and we didn't handle business. And so we don't, you know, break that apart and look for the feel good.
Honestly, Key, saying, I thought, look, Trubisky wasn't sensational, obviously. I thought he played well enough to win, but he's playing a better team.
He played well enough to win, but he didn't play – well, put it this way. He didn't play well enough to win.
Against a superior team. Like, they run the ball better.
He missed some throws.
Yeah.
He missed some throws that he would like to have back because he probably could hit them in certain situations. Mm-hmm. Where Jacoby Brissett, as I said before, is a quarterback that has never had this personnel grouping in his career as a starter.
Right.
Now you're looking at a Cleveland Brown team with Jacoby Brissett that should be sitting at 3-0. But instead they're at 2-1. But if you just look at it, they should be 3-0.
And you gotta give him a little runway to get warm, Key, as a starter with a good squad. Like, you know,
but
you
he's say fine.
They, right, no, this but I'm saying a, they should be 3-0, but like you gotta forgive an early season loss to a guy who doesn't normally get to start and who's getting warmed up.
No, you. So here's what I'm just talking about: Brissett and Brissett alone.
Mm-hmm.
The same Brissett that you saw last night has been the same Brissett since week one. The difference with the New York Jets is they allowed the New York Jets, when Chubb went into the end zone, it became a whole thing. They're supposed to finish that game out.
That's right.
And that's it. It's over with. They're 3-0. That was a monumental mistake that'll never happen again by Chubb.
And he
acknowledged that's all I'm saying.
It, yeah.
He is going to give you that 21 of 28, a couple. Like, for instance, he ripped a slant to Cooper, and it hit him in the face mask and bounced off on third down. Cooper could have hit his head on the goalpost had he caught that. Now his percentage is higher. It doesn't look like that. So he becomes that 22 or 27, 28 guy, 220 yards, a couple touchdowns. And that's what he's been with a defense that playing pretty good football and running the football. You know, they rushed for about 180 last as a unit. That's a lot.
So every time I see the Browns play, I automatically go to, even last night, I'm like, damn, this is a Super Bowl team with Deshaun Watson.
But maybe maybe Brissett, to Key's point before the season started, maybe the real question is, are they a Super Bowl team, period? And given how Brissett's playing, maybe the answer is still yes, they are, because they might have a winning record when Deshaun Watson gets back.
I picked him to win the division.
Yeah.
I picked him to win the division. And so you look at it, Max, and it sounds crazy, but they might be a Super Bowl team with Brissett. Because
I'm not believing in Jacoby Brissett.
It's certain things
Key.
That he does that gives you an opportunity.
I kind of, Key, based on last night, based on what's happened so far this season, because you're right, if not for a Nick Chubb blunder, they're 3-0. I think I agree. Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could be a part of Keyshawn J. Willimax Nation on the Dr. Pepper call. Call us 888-SAY-ESPN, a whole nation. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. There's so much going on in sports we got to get into, guys. Not a lot of time to do it. Only the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. Coming up, the Celtics suspended Ime Udoka for the 2022-2023 season. But what does that mean for his future in Boston? That's next. But first, I have this from O'Reilly. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find professional technician if needed for check engine light diagnosis and repair advice or the right tools and repair parts. Get everything you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So,
did you have a needle in the eye? How did?
First of all, I was awake the whole time. I had eye surgery. I had a detached retina at the beginning of the summer, right before the summer started. I had a detached retina. I wish that were the case. So I was going blind in my left eye. So I get the retina repaired, and it was successful. Like, the retina's repaired, but I'm like, yeah, but why can't I see out of my left eye? Well, you also have it. First of all, it takes a year for it to heal till you could see again.
A year?
Like, the right way, yeah. Like, about a year. And secondly, because it's something, I won't bore you, but the macula came off the eye. If it was partially torn, it's quick, but it was fully torn. So in fact, it got fully torn while I was waiting for the surgery, because it was like right before Memorial Day. Everyone was out of town. So as I'm waiting, it became full. Anyway, so that got fixed. Now I have a bad cataract in the eye, right? Everything's distorted and dark. So they fixed the cataract. That's what I went in for this last procedure 2 days ago. And I was ready to go, but the bosses wouldn't let me come back yesterday to do the shows. No, rest up. It's your eye.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Five.
Oh, that was
good. But hold on. 16. No, four.
All right. That's good.
I can see. I can see. It's just, it still looks like a funhouse mirror, but it's clearer and you know, brighter.
Huh.
And I may need one more procedure.
Another?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, man. But I was awake, Key, while they were taking the lens right off my eyeball.
Clearly you were awake. You were sending me damn pictures of a patch over your eye.
But I'm saying during the procedure, I was awake. They took the lens off my eyeball.
I mean, so what kind of, numbing, what did they
do? Oh, yeah. No. Okay. First they put the drops in, they numb you, then they stick an IV in you with some Valium or whatever they got in there to calm you down.
Oh, yeah, you had the good stuff.
Yeah. Nice air-conditioned room, a blanket over you, yeah.
That sounds like a vacation for me.
It was actually better than most hours of my life.
Do you want to go home? No, I want to stay right here.
No, just give me some more of that and turn up the AC. Yeah.
How long did you stay in the
post hospital?
Nah, I walked out of there. It's not that big a deal. I'm trying to tell. I mean, it's your eyeball, but it was all right.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't come to work.
I don't like hospitals.
Looking all bloodshot in the eye, Key.
Pus oozing out your eyeball.
The thought of a needle coming towards my eye that I can see.
Hate it.
Mm-mm.
It's called, do either one of you guys have vasovagal? Or it's called, like, when you get a needle, you have to, like, kind of catch your breath?
No.
No.
Because if I know that there's, like, a flu shot or something like that, or just the thought of it, I'm like, hold on a second.
Whenever I have to get a needle, I always turn my head so I don't have to pay attention to it,
right.
No matter how big or small.
Or get exactly. It's not that it hurts, but get blood drawn. Just the thought, hold on, they're taking blood out of me. Ugh.
Then as soon as I get, I'm like, get me back in this game. Get me back in there, Key.
Me too. Get Jay back in that game. We're back in
10
seconds.
You're the owner. At all costs.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. By the way, you know you could hear us on ESPN Radio. You're probably listening to us that way now, or you're watching us on ESPN, too. Or maybe you're listening on Sirius XM Channel 80. Or maybe this is after the fact, and you're going to download the podcast later, right? But did you know that we are also on the ESPN app? If you go to the bottom right-hand corner of the app, and you click more, right? Like you scroll down and you get the listen live function and you take us with you wherever you go. Even if you're at work already, you pop in your headphones, AirPods, whatever you got, walk right into work listening to your boys. Guys, the Celtics suspended Ime Udoka for this upcoming 2022-23 season. The team cited violations of team policies in its announcement. Mm. Sources previously told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski that Udoka had an intimate relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff. Now, the suspension is effective immediately, and a decision about Udoka's future with the organization will be made later, the team said. Jay, what does this mean for the coach's future with the Celtics, do you think?
I think it's fluid. I think it really depends upon what else leaks or what story breaks. Because to me, intimate affairs occur all the time at the workplace. Unfortunately, that's what the norm is, okay?
And there are sanctions against it, the idea being if someone in a position of power and can influence your job, your career, your livelihood, you're in a relationship like that, it's inappropriate because they can influence your life in such a way that it's not a healthy situation. So that is understood. You don't want to have an affair with a subordinate.
Yes,
so
that violated obviously what the Boston Celtics and their team policy was. But to me, if that violates it, it leads to questions like, okay, was it consensual? That's something else. It's a deeper conversation about that, right? Because of what you had just mentioned.
Right.
Being in that position
the
of power
dynamic.
And number two, if it was consensual, like, why wouldn't that be like 20, 25 games? Like, to me, like, if there was consent there, okay, you violated this, but you're coming off being to a championship game. You're on the verge of your team being the best team in the Eastern Conference, along with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Nets, right there again. And let's be real about what owners value at the end of the day. Winning championships. Winning, right? Even a progressive league like the NBA. So just leads me to think, and it leads to the question, Key, what else is there that would deem the team to lead to a year-long suspension? I've spent time with Brad Stevens. I've spent time with guys like Steve Palaguccio, who's the owner of the Boston Celtics. Like, they are good dudes. Like, they're down-to-earth good people. Brad has a relationship with Ime Udoka. They spent time together. He was on his staff. Like, so to me, I know there's depth there in that relationship. It's not just going to be lightly done. Like, oh, we'll just give him a year. Something else feels like it's there for it to be a year ban.
It does, like
a year suspension.
Key, it does feel like the power dynamic issue is a real one, and people are sensitive to that, of course. On the other hand, people also think at a certain level, you're spending all your time at work. That's how you got to that level. And there are people there, and you will naturally socialize with people there. You will meet some of your best friends at work a lot of the time. You will meet a romantic partner there a lot of the time. Sometimes people get married because they met at work. Where else are you going to meet people? That's where you're spending all your time. So given that, and given the kind of basic human understanding of that, I understand where, Jay, when you say that, a lot of people are saying it, like, wait, there must be more. Why would he be suspended for a full year?
I think it has to do, one, clearly with the policy, right? That the policies are in place. And when you are looking at it, and much like you said, Max, how does it affect other people? Now, look, I'm sure there's an ongoing investigation, all the sort of things, rather than say we're going to do 25 games and then have to extend it. I'm sure that they looked at it and said, we'd rather go out and then reduce it opposed to shorten it and then lengthen it. I look at it much like y'all. I kind of understand and I get it in the workplace. People do meet people. I switch and meet people. It's like, what do you, you know, and I think a lot of it also is the fact that he, in his personal life, outside the Celtics, had a family. So I think from that standpoint, when you look at it, they're probably saying to themselves, okay, he's also, he's not technically married, but he's in a deep relationship mm-hmm. with a child. And so,
and a public figure, Key.
Excuse me?
And a public figure, who he's in a relationship with.
And a public figure. Mm-hmm. Most of the times in these situations, the coach, especially in college, they get fired. They don't get suspended. They get fired. I just look at it and say to myself, something probably like Jay said, you know how it goes. One comes, then there's two, then there's three, then there's four, you know.
So what? So
you just gotta let it play, let it play itself out,
yep.
And see where it goes.
So that there's been a lot of speculation.
Here's what I would say too, Max. We don't know the true relationship with Nia Long, and we don't know what if. They have an understanding, and they're not going public that their relationship has ended. You know, we don't know that.
Well, that's why Kia asked him, like, why was that leaked? And like, it's a simple question to ask. Like, obviously, it came from the organization.
I mean, we could always speculate a million different ways on why something was leaked. Who leaked it? Was it the young lady who leaked it? What was somebody else in the organization? Did the young lady he was in a relationship, an intimate relationship with, get teed off about something and said,
Or did somebody want him out?
Let's stay on that. There's been a lot of speculation that somehow Ime is getting thrown under the bus by this coming out. I have the opposite reaction. To me, what it seems like is, now, if you're a bad coach, I don't know if this is, but he's an excellent coach. The Celtics, it seems to me, would like to see if there's a way to keep him. So the way they've gone about it is you're suspended for a year. And he said, out of respect to everyone involved, I will make no further comment. Now, with that year, that's how it seems to me, buying some time, seeing if they can get away with a year and he can come back to coaching. Adrian Wojnarowski had this to say about it, whether or not he will be back with the Celtics.
There's no assurance, and Ime Udoka was not given any assurance that he would ever coach the Celtics again. But what it does open up the door for, and certainly in talking to some other organizations today, he may become a candidate or a coach of interest for other jobs that might open.
I mean, look, there's no doubt about it that he would be one of the highest sought after coaches in the NBA if he became available. But just to go back to our point about this thing being leaked, so typically when stuff happens like this inside organizations, like, there's only a certain few people that know about it now. Like, it's not like, hey, everybody's running around yapping their mouths about it. Like, only the top of the top people know about this, right, in order to keep it insulated. So that's why I asked that question. Like, were there alternative motives? Like, I don't know, but it leads to a lot of those type of questions that why, and we know a lot of other executives who had relationships or affairs where it wasn't put out there to the public.
Well, this is all speculation. What we know for a fact is he's suspended for a year. He may or may not come back to the Celtics as head coach after the year, and it was because of a relationship in the workplace. That's what we know for a fact, and the rest of it is speculation. Wait, why was he suspended for a whole year? What else does this mean? Does it mean that they're taking care of him? Does it mean that they're embarrassing? Like, what's going on, right? And as the weeks go on, days and weeks go on, you know, you hope that you get a little more information. Coming up, does Jerry Jones really believe what he's saying about wanting a quarterback controversy in Dallas? We're going to talk about that next. First, Key has this from NetSuite.
This year's been a roller coaster ride, and not the fun kind. Businesses know it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR planning, and budgeting to identify rising costs, automate business processes, and save money. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need because of NetSuite. See if you qualify for NetSuite's one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to NetSuite.com/KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, right now, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Go to the app, lower right-hand corner, more. Click on it, scroll down, hit listen live, and we're right there for you in case you got to where you need to go, and now you're getting out of your car, you take us with you. Time to play Lock It In, fellas. Hey, fellas, time to play Lock It In. Let's lock it in.
Lock it up.
Jay, what you got?
Here's my lock it in for this weekend. I got Baltimore on the road, 3-point favorites against the Pats. It's the way they lost the game to the Dolphins that makes me know that their defense is going to be on another level. And I'm just not liking the way Mac Jones is trending for this Pats offense, right? Mm-hmm. Two touchdowns, two interceptions, and the offense has combined for a total of 24 points in 2 weeks. Mm. I see it sputtering out, even though that defense, I think, is Bill Belichick, it's good. I think Lamar Jackson and company have a prolific day.
Do you mean to tell me that you think Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Mac Jones? You think they have an advantage at quarterback with former MVP Lamar Jackson against second-year starter Mac Jones? Really? All right. By the way, Bill Belichick was asked about Lamar Jackson. You know, by the way, why anyone's still asking about the questions people had about Lamar being an elite quarterback before he was drafted. Don't forget, that was another people were saying he should be a wideout. I mean, that was applied to Lamar Jackson. Here is Bill Belichick himself on how Lamar has answered all the pre-draft questions about him. Listen to this.
Yeah, a guy, he's a great quarterback, and he's MVP caliber type guy, so we got our work cut out for us. And if you, what's that contract going to look like when it gets it done?
I mean, that was Bill Belichick. That sounded just like Bill Belichick.
Yo, if you're listening on the radio, there's no doubt you thought that was Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
you thought that was truly Bill Belichick talking. You had no idea that was Key saying that.
All right,
without a doubt.
There's no difference.
There's no difference.
Without a doubt.
There's two
That's
of them.
That's crazy.
He's a pretty good mimic.
Black Bill Belichick.
He's a pretty good mimic.
Black Bill Belichick.
No, y'all stop.
What are you saying, Bill Blackacek? What are you
talking about? When I saw Bill's press conference, and then they were asking, you know, I watched the press conference, and they were asking him the questions, and I knew immediately. I'm like, he's not going to give you anything. He's going to give you two words, and they're going to be very slow. And that's it. He's going
to funny
two
thing
more
is,
words.
Key could have done that imitation before ever hearing what Belichick actually said. He already knows what's coming.
Can we hear what Belichick
this
actually
is, said? This is the actual Bill Belichick.
Without a doubt, it's the type of player that's a MVP type of candidate. I think he's more than answered him. But if we see what his contract is, that'll answer him.
If anything, he was even slower than the actual Bill Belichick.
Let's see what that contract is.
Yeah, it's vocal fry.
It's interesting, and I had this conversation the other day with Stephon Diggs when we interviewed him on First Take, and I was just talking to Stephen, and even you guys were talking about it. It amazes me how people in a position of power that are put in positions to evaluate talent and scout players get it wrong. Like, I don't understand how you see him at Louisville and how he dominated college football as a quarterback. And the assumption was, and not one person, but many people, hey, man, won't you go try to play another position? Like, who's paying you to do that as a scout, a general manager, anything? It amazes me. And I had the same conversations with Stephon Diggs. Oh, he doesn't run fast. Have you put in the tape? What are you watching? What are you looking at?
Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Patriots host the Ravens, followed by Jaguars at Chargers. Funny to call them the Jaguars, right? It's Jags.
Jags.
Say Jaguars, it sounds funny. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations.
Without a doubt.
The Cowboys being competitive this year, it's going to have to look a lot different.
Starting fast was key, something we talked about all week. You know, we got finished probably a little better in the second half, but in the end it worked out.
You know, rally around Coop, he's a guy that can go out there and help us win ball games.
He never changes. You know, he stays the same, the communication on the bench.
Efficient, I think, is probably the right word.
So, Jerry Jones said this about being okay with having a quarterback controversy in Dallas. Listen.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
Hey, Key, what was the name of that quarterback who replaced Kurt Warner when Kurt Warner got hurt? They won 8 straight games. I think it was the year you won the Super Bowl.
Bolger?
Yeah.
Bolger.
What's it?
Bolger.
Ken Bolger? What was his first name?
I think it was Ken Bolger.
Right. He came in.
If not, at least we got half of it.
We
right.
got half of it right.
Just say Bolger.
Yeah, I know the last name was certainly Bolger.
Bolger. But I remember, look, Kurt
but
Warner
Kurt
was.
But Kurt Warner, but you know, you realize who Kurt Warner replaced.
Yeah, of course. Yes, he got this job the same way through injury.
Because Trent Green got hurt.
Right.
So Trent Green got hurt, then Kurt Bolger got, I mean, then Warner Kurt, got hurt, Kurt then Bolger took over.
Anyway, but the point is, Kurt Warner was MVP, the shiny star of the NFL. Oh, he's the
Mark
best player.
Bolger.
In the Mark Bolger. Yeah, it was Mark Bolger.
Where did
Bolger.
You get Ken Bolger from?
I don't know. Kenny Stabler, who knows?
At least I got the last name right. We got half of it.
And also, it was one syllable name. But the point is, Kurt Warner was the guy in the NFL. He was MVP. He's the shiny star, the best offense, best player. He gets hurt. Mark Bolger comes in. No one thought Mark Bolger was Kurt Warner. 1-8 straight. Kurt Warner never got his job back. So to me, that's what Jerry Jones seemed to be saying. Like, yeah, give me a Mark Bolger situation here and make it hard for me. That means we're winning. Why would he say something like that? Like, what other reason would he say that for, Key?
Okay, so we're going back to my recipe, right? Never mind the money. Forget about the money that Dak Prescott is earning from Jerry Jones. They were very efficient. He did not turn the football over. The defense was solid and sound.
Cooper Rush, you mean, yep.
Yeah, Cooper Rush.
Yep.
They ran the ball pretty good.
Made some positive plays, too.
Positive plays. So when you, and they won, right? So if you continue to keep doing that and you stacking up them W's and you stacking them up and you stacking them up, you sit back and you say, this may be better for us than when we get our shiny toy. Now, all of a sudden, we feel we got to throw the ball all over the lot and do all this sort of stuff. That happens in this league. It when you look at that, I know it sounds crazy because they paid him all his money. But if they are all of a sudden winning at a high clip.
This is the NFL. It's not like any other sport. Jay, it's not like any other sport.
You start to make these decisions about, well, you know, your toe looks a little larger. Let's get it looked at and see if we could well, you know, your elbow has flamed. Why don't you relax a couple more weeks? You get that going.
Then all of a sudden some team wants to give you a first and a second for your starting quarterback, and now you're rolling.
Hey, why are you both so quick to eat the Jerry Jones cheese?
I'm not eating the cheese. I'm just telling you.
When Key says it's not cheese, Jay, I hear you.
But, man, to me, like, Jerry Jones is like the Don King of NFL owners. He is the best promoter in the game. He can sell you, like, just water. I'm like, yeah, just drink H2 out of the thin air. Like, just drink it. Like, he can sell it to you. He's a genius at that.
Water to a whale.
And also, like, this is coming off the back of Steve Young the other day saying that Dak Prescott should take more notes from Cooper Rush and how he goes through his progressions. Like, this is what we're doing.
Steve isn't wrong, Jay. When you look at Cooper Rush, again, it's efficient. You're winning.
Dog.
He's doing everything the right way. He's going through his progressions and his reads.
All right, so he's 2-0 as a starter, Key, right?
That's fine.
Okay. So we're doing all this, and I get it. He had one game. You got to show me a hell of a lot more for me to come to a conclusion.
How did Dak Prescott get his job? Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick. Romo got hurt. Yeah. We watched Dak. We said,
are you
Dak
making
the
case
good.
For Cooper Rush that you think Cooper Rush is going to get Dak Prescott's
job? No, what I'm saying is this. What Key just outlined is a real thing. The NFL is the only sport where you might be the best player in the league, but if you get hurt and the dude replaces you and the team's winning and functioning better, all of a sudden, you might not be on the team anymore.
Then fine, I want to hear one of you two forecast that Cooper Rush is going to land this job when it's all done.
But that's
it's too early to say it. But what I'm saying, you're painting this picture about, yeah, this has happened before, but now you're telling me you're not sure it's going to happen with Cooper Rush.
I'm not painting the picture. All I'm doing is responding to what Jerry Jones said. And if you're sitting at 1-1 and you're going up against the Giants, all of a sudden you're 2-1. Okay? I don't even have the schedule in front of me, but
I'll pull it up.
Get the schedule in front of me in a minute. But you're 1-1. You're going into Giants on a Monday night. You go in there and Cooper Rush plays well and they win the game and he plays well. Now you're moving on to game 4.
So that's at home versus the Commanders.
Okay, so now you
winnable.
Win the Commanders game. That's winnable.
All division
at home.
Games.
Okay.
Yep.
And you look good.
Then you got at Rams, at Eagles.
And you go
split
and you,
those.
I'm not gonna give you the split. I'm gonna give you a different scenario.
So even if
you go, wait, let me finish though, okay. Jay. You go and you beat the Rams. Mm-hmm. Okay? And now the test is the Eagles. And fly, Eagle, fly. Dak Prescott is supposed to come back. And then all of a sudden, they beat the Eagles.
Micah Parsons with the
sack strip, fumble, scoop, and score.
To the house. Yep.
The newspapers and all the people start to say, well, wait a minute, hold on.
Jerry's just saying he's not even saying he has the job. He's saying now you have a quarterback controversy.
Controversy.
If Cooper Rush does that, you want a quarterback competition because that means we winning some damn games.
I get the translation of Jerry Jones's vernacular. I understand it.
If you get it and you understand it, why are you trying to communicate it the different way?
He's got his arms crossed. He's doing the max.
It's just Jerry Jones is a promoter. He always promotes stuff.
That's like, not promoting. He's telling you. He's saying if Cooper Rush is winning, Cooper Rush is playing well, we're winning. It creates a quarterback controversy because that's what people are going to say.
Uh, I, Keyshawn, this dude over the last 2 weeks has talked about, yeah, I don't know, maybe optimistically, maybe it'll be 2 weeks. Probably won't be 2 weeks. But I'm just going to, you know, maybe 2 weeks. I talk to doctors, but I'm not a doctor. Come on.
But how is that
he
might,
but he
anything?
Saw, he got new evidence, and now he's thinking, what if we have a little Mark Bulger? Understand, Dak Prescott today.
Man, Mark Bulger, Dak Prescott took over for Tony Romo. Tony Romo was ready to play. Yep. And ready to come back. And you know what the Cowboys said? Cowboys like,
And we like the way this looks.
So, yeah,
this
looks pretty good. Some more ice for a couple more weeks.
Hey, hold on.
Kid, give me the probability that you think Cooper Rush is going to be in that position that you just so beautifully articulated.
It's not about that.
In all honesty, I don't think they're going to beat the Rams, and I don't think they're going to beat the Eagles.
Okay.
But.
There we go.
But.
Thank you.
Beat the Giants.
But I also never thought that I would be working at ESPN as long as I've been working at ESPN. So, things do happen.
I'll say, Jay. Kurt Warner, when he got hurt and Mark Bulger took over, had a higher position in the league than Dak Prescott has right now. Was more untouchable than Dak Prescott is right now. And yet, they won 8 straight with the backup guy. Never played quarterback for the team again.
All right,
possibly happen.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Yes, it's unlikely, but it's not impossible. That's what Jerry Jones is saying.
Look at you leaning into it. You love this. You love any kind of controversy around
y'all
the Dallas
quarterback. Y'all just wanted to bomb because they play the Giants on Monday night. I know what it is.
Damn right. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN.
170!
What's up? This is 4 Downs.
Key, what does 170 mean? Just yelling out random numbers?
Great thing about the NFL. This stuff can mean whatever they want it to mean.
I was
zoned out.
4 Downs is brought to you by
Geico.
Looking
at I was looking at the rundown for 4 Downs. I wasn't listening to that.
Do you know that 4 Downs is brought to you by Geico, Key? If you switch to Geico today, you can see all the ways that you could save. All right, let's get to the first down.
First down. Saints. At Panthers.
All right, so we have the Saints at the Panthers. That's the 1 p.m. game. The spread is 2.5 points. New Orleans is favored on the road. Is Jameis Winston healthy enough to be an effective quarterback, Keyshawn Johnson?
I think when you look at the situation, division rivals to a degree, the Saints with Baker Mayfield, the defense of the Panthers, the defense of the New Orleans Saints is a solid and sound defense, okay? There was one or two plays against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that they gave up that the Bucs were able to capitalize on. But for the most part, I think New Orleans wins this football game. And I do believe that Jameis will be healthy enough to go in and take care of business. It's a couple weeks removed from the start of the season. You get into your rhythm, you get going, and they have the better football team.
Yeah, the Saints are the better football team. Obviously, if they're – Alvin Kamara and James Conner were both limited in practice, but if those guys are back, I mean, they're a different football team. I still come down to I don't see a fractured back getting better as the season progresses and you continue to get beat up physically. And I do wonder about that. I mean, 3 picks in a row on consecutive series for Jameis Winston in that last game, that's the attention that deserves
focus.
We
want reclamation projects to work because it's a great story. And Trubisky can do it to a degree, yeah. And Jameis maybe, but it's on you. When it happens, that's not the rule. That's the exception, right? So if Jameis were to have this come back all the way to the top, and he's never really been all the way at the top, that would be an exceptional case. Plus the injury now, it doesn't look good to me. Up next.
Second down, Rams at Cardinals.
So that's the Sunday game, 4:25, the late game. Or you know, the late slate. The spread is 3.5 points. The Rams are favored on the road against Arizona in a divisional matchup. Which team gets the W to get to 2-1, Key?
This is easy for me. It's the Los Angeles Rams. They go into Arizona and they unleash. Arizona's a terrible football team at home. I understand Kyler Murray went on the road, beat the Raiders in a great fashion at the end of the game. But the Rams... That defense, you could put Jalen Ramsey on Hollywood Brown. There is no DeAndre Hopkins to worry about. Look, I think when you talk about the Rams, we can't look at the loss to the Buffalo Bills and then all of a sudden discount them and forget about them in the NFC. They win on the road in Arizona, at a high clip. In fact, they beat up on the Arizona Cardinals on the road or at home. You saw what they were able to do in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I take the Rams in this one. I think Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp have found their rhythm. Last game, Allen Robinson got involved too. I think that defense contains and keeps Kyler Murray in the pocket.
Yeah, wild card is Kyler Murray, especially early in the season. He's a lot, but I also like the Rams. Up next,
Mighty Mouse.
Third down, Packers at Buccaneers.
I love this matchup, guys. Both teams with problems on the offensive line. Both teams with really good defenses. Both teams with great number 12s, right? Both teams without receivers that they're used to. Green Bay's favored slightly on the road. Wait a minute. No, it's pick'em. Pick'em, sorry. It's pick'em minus 110.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it, and I'm going to pick the Green Bay Packers going into Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't have any receivers that I feel good about. They went out and signed Cole Beasley for all outdoors. So, this one's going to the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay wins the game.
Yeah, I think Green Bay wins the game, too, especially with Aaron Jones and company, the way they catch the ball out of the backfield. I think that adds a different dynamic for their quarterback and Aaron Rodgers.
I'll say this. I think this is a big game for Aaron Rodgers because I think there is a feeling like, yeah, maybe they got a little more right now. If Brady beats him, even like it's just there's so much at stake to me emotionally for the Packers and especially Aaron Rodgers when they face the Bucs and Brady. There's like a lot of downside for him and much less downside for Brady, and I think that puts more pressure on the Packers.
You think ayahuasca told him anything about this matchup?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Up next,
fourth down, Bills at Dolphins.
All right, Key. The Bills are at the Dolphins. That's the 1 p.m. one of the 1 p.m. games. Buffalo is favored by 5.5 points on the road against the Dolphins team where, come on, this kid, Tua Tagovailoa, threw 4 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter against Lamar Jackson.
Wow!
Are the Dolphins, here's the question, though, Key. Are they the second best team? Are they clearly the second best team in the division? And if so, how close are they to the Bills?
Absolutely the second best team. But there's a huge gap between the Bills and the rest of that division. We saw it, obviously, the other night. We saw it against the Rams on opening day of the National Football League. Look, I like the fact that the Dolphins are playing good and Tua's doing a good job. But the Buffalo Bills are on a different level. They roll right into South Florida. They take care of business with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen and that defense and Von Miller. This is a big test, though, for the Miami Dolphins. And I understand Waddle and Hill, and we get excited about explosive plays. But let's keep it 100 if that's what we're going to do on this show. There was 4 times at the end of that game that Tua delivered the football. There's been 8 quarters in 2 games. Look at the other 7 quarters and see how you like that.
Jay, I like to keep it 90. Give yourself some wiggle room, but go ahead.
Keep it 90. Look, the Bills obviously are favored. They should be. I think they are the cream of the crop. This is a prove-yourself game for the Dolphins. I will say this, though. If there is a caveat, the secondary for the Bills is a little depleted, right? So for Waddle, for Hill, this is what Mike McDaniel is really good at, like strategy and really opening up this and letting that speed take over.
Strategery. I agree. I think they are the second best team, but we'll see if Belichick has something to say about that by the end of the season. Can they beat the Bills? They're the best. Coming up, is it time for the Steelers to change a quarterback already? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.